on Cumulus Station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. And breaking news right now, Alexandria police say there have been multiple shootings in the 400 block of East Monroe Street, reportedly at the Republican practice for the congressional baseball game scheduled for tomorrow. A suspect is reportedly in custody, police say, but they're also asking people to stay away from that area of East Monroe Street in Alexandria. Again, a report of multiple shootings. We're on top of the story. We'll bring you more details as they become available. Ed Gillespie has won the GOP nomination for governor of Virginia, but it was a lot closer than many people thought it would be.
Just over 4,300 votes separate Corey Stewart and Ed Gillespie. That margin was enough for the Associated Press to call the race for Gillespie.
I cannot wait to lead a unified ticket to victory in November.
But Noel Fritch, the campaign spokesman for Corey Stewart, says the race isn't over.
Well, it's a razor-thin margin, and we're taking a look at all of the votes. I think there's still some absentee ballots out there to be counted.
Fritch tells WMAL he thinks a recount would be in line with draining the swamp. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Ed Gillespie and the entire GOP ticket are planning to appear at a midday rally in Centerville today. On the Democratic side, meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam outpolled challenger Tom Perriello.
2017 is going to be our year. I don't know about you, but I'm proud to be a Democrat and win.
And the entire Democratic ticket and Governor Terry McAuliffe are also planning to be in Northern Virginia today for a midday rally. Northern Virginia State Senator Jill Vogel has won the Republican nomination for Virginia Lieutenant Governor. She'll face Attorney Justin Fairfax, who won the Democratic primary. A huge fire in a West London apartment building overnight has killed at least six people and injured dozens of others, including 20 who are in critical condition.
We are still working very hard. We rescued large numbers of people from inside the building very early on across a range of different floors. I've spoken to crews who've been up as far as the 19th and 20th floor, so we've got crews continuing to work very hard in there at the moment. We are making steady progress in going through the whole building.
Police have turned a nearby church into a makeshift center for evacuees. More than 190 Democratic members of Congress are suing President Trump in federal court, claiming he accepted payments from foreign governments through his businesses without congressional consent.
At least 30 U.S. senators and 166 representatives are plaintiffs in the suit, representing the largest number of legislators ever to sue a U.S. president. The White House is denying the claims, but the Trump Organization has said it will donate profits from customers representing foreign governments to the U.S. Treasury, but would not require such clients to identify themselves. Sierra Crawford, Washington.
It's one of the most iconic memorials in Washington, and now the Lincoln Memorial is scheduled for a facelift, but it'll take your help to get it done.
The National Park Service says it wants to hear from you about its latest plans to rehab the Lincoln Memorial.
Anything that people would like to share with us, sometimes it's a compliment, sometimes it's a suggestion.
Catherine Dewey is Chief of Resource Management for the National Park Service. She says there will be a new underground space for an expanded museum store, the white marble will be cleaned, and new bathrooms will go in. The goal is to make one of the most visited historic sites a bit more accessible and inviting, and you can check out the plans online.
There are some photographs as well, and some kind of photoshopped mock-up.
For a link, just visit WMAL's website, Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,328, the NASDAQ at 6220. Sports, the Nationals' losing streak is over as they beat Atlanta. The Orioles have now lost six in a row, falling again to the White Sox. WMAL News Time, 8:04, up next, traffic. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
The Senate, they're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate that.
Okay, let's have a crab cake.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6,
WMAL.
Hi, it's Chris Plant for Cars for Kids. Summer's here and it's time to hit the road on your new set of wheels. Do you have an old car or boat you need to clear out of your garage or driveway to make room for a new one? As anyone who sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you just don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging the meetings with shady and unsavory characters that come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher for your next vacation. Here's your chance to get away while the weather is still nice. You know the number, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K, or go to carsforkids.com. They're reliable, and your car can be picked up within 48 hours, whatever works for you. Call now to donate your car, truck, van, or boat today.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I want to begin in Alexandria again, Old Town, with the accident on North Washington Street, just past Pendleton Street near the Trader Joe's. Still under police direction, and I am seeing delays in each direction on that stretch of Washington Street, so be prepared. Also, we'll go closer to Del Rey, and as we've been talking about with the shooting investigation, the 400 block of East Monroe Avenue. Please avoid that entire area. That puts it between North Henry Street, Route 1, and Mount Vernon Avenue. Mount Vernon Avenue is just jammed through that area as well. So, again, a lot of police activity through that stretch in Alexandria. Now, let's get you to the Wilson Bridge and then continuing on to 295. Delays back near Route 5 Branch Avenue to the bridge. If you're going north on 295, this is a continuous backup to get past the crash after you come off of the 11th Street Bridge near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Maryland Beltway, two broken downs, one in New Carrollton, Outer Loop near 450 Annapolis Road, and the second one was Outer Loop as you leave College Park passing New Hampshire Avenue. So big tie-ups through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good chance we'll get some wet weather today. Try to break the heat. 95 hot ones yesterday. Believe it or not, one shy of tying the record, so no record high. Today, clouds gathering and very warm to start. This afternoon, 87. Scattered storms come in through this evening. Then considerably cloudy overnight, 68. Clouds go away to some sunshine tomorrow, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Haymarket, 73 in Gaithersburg, 79 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. A comatose UVA student is now back in the U.S. following his release from a North Korean prison. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. This is WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's 8:07 here on Wednesday morning. We're following reports. This is Vince Colonies alongside Mary Walter. Mary, we're following reports out of Alexandria that there's been a shooting at a congressional baseball practice at a field off of East Monroe Street. I've been to this field. I've been to this practice before and attended it. These Congress members are very lightly guarded at it, if at all. Most people don't even recognize that there are a bunch of congressmen running around out in just like athletic gear practicing for the congressional baseball game. It's typically an event held without fanfare, this practice. But this morning, interrupted by a shooting, apparently, Congressman Mo Brooks was on CNN moments ago. Here's what he had to say, as I believe he was a witness to the event. But we'll hear now. Let's listen to Mo Brooks' reaction this morning.
Yeah, we have Congressman from Alabama, Mo Brooks. He is at the baseball practice. He was there when the shooting broke out. He's on the phone with us now. Congressman, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Forgive my voice cracking a little bit, but the adrenaline and emotion is still high.
It's totally understandable. Are you okay? What do you know about the situation there?
Well, right now, we're secure. We get here about 6:15, 6:30. If you're familiar with the movie, remember the Titans?
Yeah.
Well, we practice on their baseball field, 6:15, 6:30. Tomorrow night is supposed to be the game. Hopefully we'll still have it, but I don't know. It raises about $600,000 for charity, and we played in the Washington Nationals baseball stadium. Frequently the president will come, so it's a pretty good time for all, except for the fact that the Democrats have been beating us so much. But I was on deck about to hit batting practice on the third base side of home plate, and I hear a loud bam. And I look around, and behind third base and the third base dugout, which is cinder block, I see a rifle. And I see a little bit of a body, and then I hear another blam, and I realize that there's an active shooter. At the same time, I hear Steve Scalise over near second base scream. He was shot. He's our majority whip. The gun was a semi-automatic. It continues to fire at different people. You can imagine all the people in the field scatter. I run around to the first base side of home plate, and we have a batting cage that's got plastic wrapped around it to stop foul balls and hide behind the plastic. You know, that plastic's not real good. And I was lying on the ground with two or three others as the gunfire continues. I heard a break in the gunfire and decided to take a chance. Ran from home plate to the first base dugout, which is also center block and down about 2 or 3 feet so you can have better cover. There were a number of congressmen and congressional staffers who helped us lying on the ground. One of them was wounded in the leg, took off my belt, and myself and another congressman, I don't remember who, applied a tourniquet to try to slow down the bleeding. In the meantime, I'm towards the right field side of the dugout, and there's gunfire within about 5 or 6, 7 feet of my head. And I look up, and there's a guy with a gun blasting away. Fortunately, it was one of the good guys.
Our budget balances.
One of our security detail who was shooting back. Of course, it was pistol versus rifle. Our pistols versus the shooter's rifle along the third baseline, just outside the chain link fence. And he was ordering us to stay down. Another security detail person was closer to home plate. Probably, I couldn't see him, but probably on the home plate side of the dugout outside the fence line, using the dugout as cover as he's firing back. And there must have been 50 to 100 shots fired.
This is unbelievable news breaking this morning. That's Congressman Mo Brooks detailing a shooting that took place this morning at the 400 block of East Monroe Street. This is very obviously very breaking news and developing now that we've been tracking for the last 15 minutes or so. Mary, hearing Mo Brooks describe that scene is completely haunting. He says that there was a gunman shooting from the third baseline, it sounds like from the dugout, and Steve Scalise was hit. He described him as screaming as he was hit. These congressmen discovering it and what limited security detail they may have had there at one point began firing back at the shooter.
CBS affiliate WUSA is reporting that a congressional source says the injured include two Capitol Hill police officers, the gunman, and House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. Now, Mike Lee tweeted out that the gunman was dead. So I don't know if there seems to be some Senator Mike Lee told Fox News the gunman was dead, but police tweeted out that they believed the gunman was in custody. And from what I understand, watching Fox News here, apparently the gunman was taken to a hospital. So I would assume that the gunman
as is the case in almost every situation that involves something like this, we're going to hear conflicting reports.
Of course.
Even with people like congressmen who are often very used to gathering details and talking to the press and giving accounts in a moment like that, it's very hard to sort of like remember all the granular details, especially with the adrenaline running. We heard Mo Brooks as he began that CNN interview asking for forgiveness that because of his voice that he could barely speak because of the adrenaline rush that he had just experienced. I said before, you know, I've been to this field. I know I've actually been to this congressional baseball practice and watched as these guys practiced. I was on the field, I had a camera, I was taking pictures of these guys. If there were Capitol Police there, I didn't even notice their presence because they weren't heavily guarded by any means. These are just a bunch of guys just standing around in athletic gear or just running around, shagging balls, just like, you know, practicing for this congressional baseball game. And there was little fanfare. As far as when I was there, I believe it was 2 years ago, there were no members of the public there or anything. It's not like this is a well-publicized event. This is just a congressional baseball practice, but it seems like somebody, whoever that was, knew they were going to be there and began opening fire. You obviously can't assume that this is a random event. This guy was targeting lawmakers, hitting Steve Scalise, we're finding out now this morning, courtesy of Mo Brooks and his comments just a few moments ago on CNN.
And obviously, since he, from what Mo Brooks had to say, Steve Scalise was near second base. This guy was near third base.
The third base dugout.
So he was, I mean, he didn't hit a staffer. He it looks... it appears, who knows, but he went for Steve Scalise first.
We'll be following all of the developments, of course, as this news continues to break this morning. Stay tuned to WMAL News, as the news desk is going to be all over this. A lot more to come coming up. But right now, let's check in on traffic first. It's 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten with the latest in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, Marion, as I've been talking about since police were reporting this, please, if you can avoid, this is close to the Del Rey area, East Monroe Avenue. It happened in the 400 block between Route 1 and Mount Vernon Avenue. That entire area, as you can imagine, a lot of police activity. Avoiding Mount Vernon Avenue in your best interest, obviously. Also, let's get you onto north of Washington Street, still with accident activity near the Trader Joe's. Happened on the northbound side, but seeing delays in each direction. Elsewhere, Maryland 270. Haven't heard much about 270, and that's because it's just been about the volume heading down toward Hyattstown, Germantown, and Rockville. On the Beltway, it's been quite busy. Two broken down trucks. Outer loop will start first in Silver Spring between New Hampshire Avenue, University Boulevard, and in New Carrollton. Outer loop at 450. They were not able to move that yet. And on 50, those delays slow to merge onto the Beltway and into Chevrolet and onto DC 295. A busy morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, we're going to have scattered thunderstorms, a high of 87 degrees, winds northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, we'll have considerable cloudiness. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. And then Thursday, we have mostly cloudy skies early, and it'll become partly cloudy later in the day. Right now in the nation's capital, 80 degrees, 8:16 here on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Okay, we're following a story out of the 400 block of East Monroe Street this morning. A shooting that has taken place at a congressional baseball practice. This is in preparation for the congressional baseball game, which my understanding was supposed to be tomorrow night. We just heard a long explanation from Mo Brooks. He sounded out of breath from the adrenaline from this event. He says somebody with a long gun, was his description, was, I think, within the vicinity of or in the third base dugout, shooting at this field towards the congressman, hitting Representative Steve Scalise, who is now reported to have been shot. Mo Brooks describing him as screaming as that happened. And Capitol Police, what limited presence they had, the security detail at that field, opened fire, returned fire at this this shooter. We're finding out, of course, all these details this morning. I do know, in addition to my joining you here this morning, Mary, at WMAL, I'm also the editor of the Daily Caller, and some of my reporters are on the scene, and I'm finding out now that they're awaiting a press staging area, which is a common event. At an event like this, reporters will obviously rush to the scene to try and cover it, and the police, whoever's running the crime scene, will eventually give those reporters a staging area from which they'll be able to answer questions as soon as they have answers. And right now, in the immediate aftermath of this, as is often the case, a lot more questions than answers right now.
And the New York Times is reporting, and this is the second time we've heard this because it was also reported on Fox News, about 50 shots were fired from a long gun. So you got to wonder, that's a lot. They're claiming congressional sources have told them this. We also saw it on Fox News that they were also told about 50 shots were fired. But in a situation like that, we don't know yet. A lot of people, as you said, Vince, you know, a lot of the people who were there were said, oh, I was counting. I know you don't know that, but that's what is being reported. They also have a link to a Twitter account of a Joseph Miscavige who claims it was at the Y this morning. And he posted three pictures from the Y of bullet holes in the glass at the Y. But he said, we're okay. We're sheltered in place and under lockdown. So, I don't know where those shots came from. I don't know if those were from the police, if those were from the shooter. But so a lot of people in the area, but everybody's on lockdown right now. And so far, all those people are safe.
We have audio now from Congressman Adam Schiff, who weighed in on this. Let's hear that.
We pray for him and his whole family. And I can only hope that that he wasn't grievously injured, and all of our thoughts and prayers are with him and with everybody else that was on that ball field.
That's thoughts and prayers, it sounds like, for Steve Scalise, who, again, has been reported to have been shot this morning. Additionally, we know that Rand Paul, moments ago, was on MSNBC, Senator Rand Paul. He says he described a rapid succession of shots, 50 to 60 shots. Again, we're hearing multiple reports now of shots in that at that amount, Mary, what you were saying moments ago, about 50 shots. He said he saw Scalise shot, but moving, and that members all around the field hit the ground and shots were hitting the ground around them. The response that was there came from Capitol Police.
And Fox News is now reporting that an aide was shot by the gunman. An aide was shot in the chest by the gunman. And this is just coming in fast and furious. That Fox News also reporting that Steve Scalise was shot in the hip. So, listen, that's good news.
Should clarify, by the way, that the road is East Monroe Avenue. Alexandria Police even calling it East Monroe Street. That's the again, the reports. But that's East Monroe Avenue. It's just off of Jefferson Davis Highway. There's a park there, and it's right next to the Alexandria YMCA, which is what you were mentioning. And it's that field, again, I've been there for this congressional baseball practice. The sense I got when I was there was that it was not a heavily defended event at all. Like, you'd think, you know, lawmakers of importance are there. It's just, they just like having an early morning practice. They go out there, they stretch, they throw the ball around. They do what any of us would do with, like, Little League. We send the kids out there, hey, let's go catch some fly balls. Let's stand around, let's warm up. They're, you know, just playing catch together and just practicing for this congressional baseball game. I went a couple years ago, I think I've actually talked about this on the air, with Louie Gohmert, the congressman from Texas. And just watching, it was hilarious, actually, watching him try and catch, you know, balls in the outfield and missing them, all of them, and acting like this great athlete. He was wearing, like, a cutoff shirt. But he was having the time of his life. He was having a great time out there. And this is a time for these lawmakers to let off some steam, have a bipartisan sort of event where they practice and get ready for this congressional baseball game. But ultimately disrupted in a shocking way this morning as a shooter opened fire. And we're hearing now from these lawmakers that there were a minimum of 50 shots or so fired in their direction.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to digest everything as it comes in. Sean Spicer has tweeted out that both the president and the vice president are aware of the developing situation in Virginia. Our thoughts and prayers are with all affected. So we will continue to keep you updated on this throughout the day here on WMAL.
822 now.
One Touch Ultra Meter users. You asked, so we listened.
When it comes down to it, I really want a meter that helps me understand my results.
We hear you. That's why we created the One Touch Vario Flex Meter, with ColorSure technology that takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
So, is it easy for me to upgrade?
All you have to do is stop in to talk to your CVS pharmacist.
Wow, that's perfect for me.
Upgrade to the One Touch Vario Flex Meter today. And remember, One-Touch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans. Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
Weak economic data has led to interest rates falling back to the lowest levels in a year. This is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if you're one of the many who procrastinated and didn't take advantage of the lowest rates in history, this is your last window of opportunity. Call me, Mark Livingstone, at 202-625-1221. We'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. That's 202-625-1221 or log on to cornerstonefirst.com.
The big screen store's smart summer savings time. Get a giant Samsung 65-inch smart TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung? Now that's a great price.
That's right, and it's yours for just $8.99. The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the big screen store.
And for a limited time, a Samsung 65-inch smart TV is just $8.99. The big screen store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
An update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. And as we've been talking about with all this activity in Alexandria, 400 block of East Monroe Avenue, please, if you can avoid that stretch, obviously we still have a lot of police in that area. We have reporters heading there. This is going to be between Route 1, North Henry Street and Jefferson Davis Highway and Mount Vernon Avenue. Mount Vernon Avenue, too, I really would advise if you can avoid that. Now running parallel to Mount Vernon Avenue, Commonwealth Avenue. So you really need to plan ahead through this area and if you're heading it, especially through Del Rey. Now, let's get you elsewhere. We've been struggling with a couple broken downs. First of all, inbound Suitland Parkway near Naylor Road, outer loop of the Maryland Beltway, New Carrollton at 450, outer loop near University Boulevard. Heading in through town, the crash on the westbound freeway puts it after the 3rd Street Tunnel and puts you in big delays if you're heading through that stretch back to the Beltway on 295 northbound. So I really want you to be prepared for that in a busy morning commute. Drug or alcohol problems for you or loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We may see a few showers, thunderstorms come in as we head on through today, mainly later in the day toward the evening hours. Temperatures down into the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
This is continuing coverage from WMAL.
And we're keeping you updated on this shooting of House Majority Whip Scalise and several others who were shot at a congressional baseball practice. This game is tradition. It goes back to the early part of the 1900s in this country. A lot of people didn't even know that they do this. I think it's a very local D.C. type thing. Most people didn't even know there was practice today, wouldn't know where the practice was. But just some things that I have come across here. Where is this? That apparently someone who was there said that he. Okay, let me find this so I make sure I quote it properly. Just go ahead. Let me just find this
Well, what we know right now is that Steve Scalise is the one who was shot. Additionally, there was a mention that other aides, I believe, but right now among lawmakers, Scalise was shot. That's what we're hearing. There were a bunch of other congressmen at that game. We're not sure of the status of any other lawmakers, of whether or not they were injured right now, but Scalise is the one that everyone is widely reporting, including his fellow congressmen, had been shot during this incident.
Representative Ron DeSantis told Fox News he was at the baseball practice. He told Fox News, quote, a guy walked up to us that was asking whether it was Republicans or Democrats out there.
I don't know. From that quote, I'm not sure if that happened before or after the shooting. So meaning, did somebody just walk up a witness and ask that question?
Again,
a lot of details we don't know at this hour, but we're gathering them. 8:28 now on WMAL.
It was just one phone call, one seven-figure decision that changed my life forever. Hi, I'm Nick Vertucci, founder of NV Real Estate Academy, and in 2004, I attended my very first real estate seminar where I saw the incredible opportunities that existed in real estate investing, only to be disappointed with the lack of tools, education, mentorship, and the community that I felt I needed to be successful flipping houses. But I fought hard through that broken system and built a multi-million dollar real estate business. So if you're ready to set your world on fire and start flipping houses, I'm ready to be there every step of the way. Just make that one phone call, your one seven-figure decision, and I'll give you my Fortunes and Flipping kit free, and you will learn how to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses.
Call 1-800-215-8695 to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-215-8695 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop, plus a free meal, an e-writer tablet, and a USB drive preloaded with Nick's powerful information just for attending the free training workshop. Call 800-215-8695. That's 800-215-8695, so call now.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
All right, we're keeping track of this shooting at East Monroe Avenue this morning. Reports of a shooting at the congressional baseball practice. WMAL News will have more on that. And also, we're also following the other big story of the day, the Virginia primary. Those results are in. Spokesman for Corey Stewart will be with us to discuss why his candidate is refusing to concede at this moment. That's all ahead. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. Breaking news right now. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was one of perhaps as many as five people shot and wounded last hour in Alexandria as someone opened fire on about 25 to 30 Republican members of Congress who were practicing for the annual congressional baseball game set for tomorrow night. Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks saw the whole thing.
Two of the injuries appeared serious. Steve Scalise was prone the whole time. But it was a hip wound, and normally those are not as bad as hitting an internal organ. And then there was one of our security detail that was lying on the ground next to the vehicle, security detail vehicle, and he had a towel over his head, and he was immobile as he was being treated.
Now, this all happened in the 400 block of East Monroe Street in Alexandria. A suspect is reportedly in custody. Again, as we said, the members of Congress were practicing for the annual congressional baseball game.
And they had been practicing for weeks at Simpson Stadium Park in Alexandria's Delray neighborhood.
This is kind of where they do the practices. It's kind of a community field down in Alexandria, so we leave at 6 a.m. to get down there, so there's no traffic, but it's been something that's been going on for years and years.
Florida Congressman Ron DeSantis had just left practice when the shots were fired, but he told Fox News that this, as most practices, was well attended.
A number of members, I would say probably between 10 and 15 members of Congress at each practice. Normally, you have a lot of congressional staffers who throw BP, do that. So I'd say there's at least 10 staffers there.
DeSantis says Majority Whip Scalise is one of the game's biggest fans, and he never misses practice no matter how busy his schedule is. I'm John Matthews, live in the WMAL newsroom.
In other news, Virginia Republicans have chosen Ed Gillespie as their candidate for governor. Democrats, meanwhile, gave their nomination to Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam. A devastating apartment building fire in London overnight has left at least six people dead and dozens injured, including at least 20 who are in critical condition. And freed UVA student Otto Warmbier is now getting medical treatment back home in Cincinnati after being released yesterday by North Korea. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,328, the Nasdaq at 6220. Sports, two homers from Ryan Zimmerman power the Nats to a win over the Braves. The O's lose their sixth in a row. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Meet the new Power Cash Rewards Visa card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases as an Access America checking account holder or member of the military. Start earning cash back on everything, everywhere. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required for membership. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash, but now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. And Uber's Instant Pay makes every day payday. You can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to five times a day. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chris Plant here. If you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to advance their left-wing agenda, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to mrcsticker.com right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is mrcsticker.com, and the bumper sticker is free. mrcsticker.com for your free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Are you looking forward to your summer? I'm really looking forward to my summer this year because no more glasses. No more glasses to get in the way of outdoor activities. Since my LASIK and raindrop surgery with Dr. Mark Whitten, I notice new benefits every day. Dr. Whitten is the most experienced LASIK surgeon in the D.C. area and the very first to perform the raindrop procedure for reading vision. Schedule your consultation at WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's WhittenLaserEye.com. At Whitten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
Step up to higher rates with a John Marshall Bank 2, 3, and 4-year step-up CD. To learn more, go to JohnMarshallBank.com. That's JohnMarshallBank.com. Member FDIC.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Big delays. Morning commute here. 395. Let's start coming off of 95. Delays as you merge onto 395 to and across the 14th Street Bridge. And I'm still watching this crash in the Shirlington area right near Glebe Road. Still blocks the right lane. Arrow board is there for everyone's safety as well as they try to take care of this. On DC 295, boy, we are just jammed each direction. First of all, out of Riverdale and Chevrolet, 50 in the BW Parkway, and the northbound side of 295 from the Beltway. This is all to get it over the 11th Street Bridge to get to under the freeway. After the 3rd Street Tunnel, the initial problem was a crash and now a broken down in the way. Broken down, so that seems to be the theme and really tying up this commute past FedEx Field and in toward New Carrollton. Still blocking at least one lane, outer loop at 450 Annapolis Road. Also, the broken down University Boulevard. And again, reminders we've been talking about in Alexandria. If you can avoid, please, East Monroe Avenue between Route 1, Jefferson Davis Highway, Mount Vernon Avenue with all the police activity. A lot of reporters heading there. Parallel to Mount Vernon Avenue, you can definitely try Commonwealth Avenue. That works as a good alternate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front's on the march. Behind that front, we'll see some cooler air or not as warm air come in, especially by tomorrow. Still warm today, but not as hot as yesterday's 95. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, better bet second half of the day in through the evening. 68 overnight tonight, considerably cloudy. Clouds give way to some sunshine tomorrow with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 81 in Arlington, 77 in Olney, 81 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is continuing coverage from WMAL.
Good morning. We're following a story this morning on WMAL of a shooting on East Monroe in Alexandria. This is at the congressional baseball practice. Happened just a touch before 8 o'clock that news reports started coming out from this. Congressman practicing this morning at that baseball field for the congressional baseball game, expected to take place tomorrow night. The status of that game now up in the air after a shooter with what's been reported to be a rifle began firing from the third baseline somewhere in the near the third base dugout of what it looks like just simply like a little league field at these congressmen, hitting Steve Scalise, as reports from those congressmen suggest that a bunch of the lawmakers jumped down to the ground at that point. And because of Scalise's membership in leadership, there was actually armed protection there, Capitol Police, who began to return fire on the shooter. We've heard now, as of this moment, that on MSNBC, Rand Paul crediting Steve Scalise as being there and that security detail with saving the lives of many lawmakers this morning. A lot of details still to come, and we will return to that story. That's the story of the day in a moment. Mary, I know you have one other thing you want to share.
Rand Paul told MSNBC that if Capitol Police weren't there, quote, it would have been a massacre. And I want to just to clarify what I said earlier before we went to the news.
Yes.
That Representative Ron DeSantis of Florida told Fox News that just before he left the shooting, as he was walking to his his car, a man asked him if it was Republicans or Democrats practicing, and about 3 minutes later, the shooting began. The shooting lasted about 10 minutes, sources told Fox News. That's a long time to be shot at. So he was using the gunman. The gunman was using the dugout as cover, and again, that's why he was probably able to shoot for 10 minutes and get off so many rounds, because he was using the dugout as cover.
Again, a lot of these early reports, even if they turn out to be wrong, that's because often even eyewitness accounts in a rush like that can be very difficult to obtain. So we'll have more details as we can secure them. I know that they're setting up a press area on scene to begin speaking to reporters. We should be hearing from authorities soon on that. Meanwhile, let's check back in with the other big story of the day. Virginia, yes. We've got a primary yesterday. It concluded with, on the Democratic side, Ralph Northam winning in that race. But on the Republican side, it was a much closer affair. You had Ed Gillespie beating Corey Stewart by just 4,323 votes, a little more than a single percentage point. Ed Gillespie accepting victory yesterday. But Corey Stewart, not. He plans on fighting this and seeing if he can't make up the difference somehow. Joining us to discuss how that's going to be possible, Noel Fritsch, who is Corey Stewart's spokesman. Noel, welcome to Mornings on the Mall this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, sir. So tell me, why at this point is Corey sticking to this, and does he have a chance of success, do you believe?
Well, first and foremost, I should say our thoughts and prayers are with everyone. Having to undergo such a horrible situation like that down in Alexandria, we pray that everybody is safe and coming out of that thing unscathed as much as possible. And
yes.
thank the law enforcement officers for being there just in time.
Yes, absolutely.
So late night last night, and it's as you said, it's right there at 1%. Virginia state law says that under 1%, there is a potential for a recount. And so we're taking a hard look. Look, the honest truth here is that Corey Stewart shocked the establishment last night. Nobody expected this to happen, right? The media, everybody counted Corey out for months and months and months. And we all knew, we had the numbers. We knew that we were close, and we knew that we could see something like this. And there was some late-breaking polling that came out Sunday that actually confirm that for us.
Yeah, that Change Research poll, it turned out to be very, very accurate in terms of your race.
It absolutely was. I think it had us 1 point up, and of course it was right there. Right now we're looking at about a point. And so we're going to take a hard look, certainly a recount would be consistent with the continuing effort to drain the swamp. But for months, Corey's been crossing the state, talking to Virginians, and he knew, and they knew, that the draining of the swamp has only just begun. This is going to be a long process.
But now I realize, look, you're sort of in a campaign posture still. You don't have to convince us. You definitely succeeded yesterday in getting the campaign to a place where you were neck and neck with Ed Gillespie. But now it's a process question. How long will Corey Stewart push on in this process before he decides, okay, you know what, fair and square, I lost, and Ed Gillespie is the winner?
Well, look, we're like I said, we're taking a hard look. I think there's still some absentee ballots to be counted as well. And we'll probably be out talking some more today, but at the end of the day, this is about Corey's platform, right? I mean, every day you heard constantly a barrage from the Washington Post, NBC, CBS, CNN, of course, with K-File over there, just ridiculing the very ideas that Corey stands for, which is, and of course they try to make it about, the flag or the statues or whatever. And those represent the oppressive political correctness, out of control political correctness of the left. They want to shout down anyone who disagrees with them as a bigot. And that's just not reasonable. It's not reasonable to call Republicans bigots because they want affordable and efficient health care, right? Or they want efficient, limited government. That's just not reasonable. Everybody wants their children to be educated. And so what we're watching here is the continuing beclowning of the media. That's what we're watching. They continue to make themselves more and more irrelevant, and Corey's platform is more and more relevant.
Before we run out of time, we just have literally seconds here. How much did Wagner hurt your campaign? Did he siphon off votes from you?
Tough call. I think that one could go either way, it's a hard fought campaign, and you know those are the rules. You know, there can anybody who wants to try to make the ballot can make the ballot. Hard fought race, and we of course wish all those guys well in a hard fought campaign. But there's a new plank in the Republican Party. The new plank is, and it's a de facto plank, and they might want to consider adding it officially, but we're not going to be cowed, and we're not going to apologize to liberals for being conservative.
Noel Frisch joining us this morning on Why Corey Stewart keeps fighting this race right now. Noel, thank you. We're going to keep tracking, by the way, this breaking news coming out of Alexandria, a shooting at a congressional baseball practice this morning. Steve Scalise hit in that shooting. A lot more news to come. Stay tuned with us. 844 now on WMAL.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
You gotta get a Ford, gotta get it at Ted Britton, Ted Britton Ford.
That's why all Ford buyers come to Ted Britt.
Shop us online at TedBritt.com.
Ted Britt Ford. You gotta get a Ford. Gotta get it at Ted Britt. Ted Britt Ford.
8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters coming southbound just at a crawl past the overlooks. The culprit up ahead after you pass the exit for the Key Bridge. That's where we have the crash. One lane gets by. Even if you are getting onto the exit for the Key Bridge, that's just heavy volume heading into Georgetown into M Street. 395. A little bit better news for you. I know we're in solid delays here coming from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. Crash along the way near Glebe Road in Shirlington. I just watched that clear to the shoulder. Now, there's some arrow board out there, so you'll see a bit of activity, but all of your lanes are now available. The westbound freeway, it's been a busy morning past the 3rd Street Tunnel. First the crash, then the broken down with big delays to get across the 11th Street Bridge. Big delays in New Carrollton to get around the outer loop of the Beltway to try to get around the broken down tractor trailer that was still blocking a lane through that stretch. And again, on East Monroe Avenue, please avoid in the Del Rey, Alexandria area between Route 1, Jefferson Davis Highway, and Mount Vernon Avenue. Again, a lot of closures there on East Monroe Avenue. Also, on Mount Vernon Avenue, Commonwealth Avenue does work as an alternate for you if you are trying to work around in that area. Also, related to all this police activity, some closures on Pennsylvania Avenue, more closures near the White House and Lafayette Park as a precaution. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We may see a few showers, thunderstorms come in as we head on through today, mainly later in the day toward the evening hours. Temperatures down into the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 81 degrees, 847.
This is continuing coverage from WMAL.
Okay, we're following a shooting that took place this morning at a congressional baseball practice in East Monroe in Alexandria. Rand Paul was on Fox News moments ago. This is Senator Rand Paul describing the day's events.
First shot, there was a couple of seconds, but then there was a succession of maybe 5 or 10 shots in a row, and people began to drop. Representative Scalise was out at second base, probably about 50 yards from me, but there was in between he and I about a 10-foot fence, so there was no way for me to get to where he was, and it was also sort of a killing field. It was wide open with an AR-15. Then there's probably a burst of 50 to 60 shots.
Why do you say it's an AR-15?
It just people said the sound of it sounded like it, and it did appear that he had a rifle. But
so you saw the gunman.
Vaguely. I'm probably 75 yards. I was lucky in the sense that I had just been at home plate taking batting practice, and I was walking out, and sometimes Jeff Flake goes home with me, and he said, can I have a ride? And I said, yeah, I'm going to do one more turn in the batting cage. So I went to the batting cage, which turns out to be the farthest point from where the shooter was. Oh, I was 20 steps from him, but I was just the luck of happenstance. I happened to be walking away, and it was at the farthest point. So when the gunshots came in rapid succession, there was a big oak tree right behind the batting cage. I thought the shots were coming from the third base side, but it took, you know, another 10 or 20 shots until I could, and then I was still guessing that they were coming from that side. I didn't know which side of the tree to stand on. And so at this point, the gunman's reloading. There's probably been 50 or 60 shots. We can't really see him that well, but my gut feeling was I've got to decide to stay or run. And at this point, I think he's advancing towards us. People are moving behind different buildings. Most everybody's closer to the gunman than I am. I'm at a distant point. But the staffer that made it over the fence, we were trying to decide to stay or go. And at this point, you know, the Capitol Police began returning fire. I do believe that without the Capitol Hill Police, it would have been a massacre. We had no defense. We had no defense at all.
Stressing the importance of there was a gun there to stop this guy. There were Capitol Police, thanks to Steve Scalise's armed security.
Yes, and there are conflicting reports as to whether there were one or two police officers who were also injured in this. Steve Burns from our WMAL newsroom is at the scene right now.
Steve, welcome.
Hey, good morning,
Steve.
Guys. I'm at the outfield fence, right behind the outfield fence of this field. It's still, of course, ringed by police and fire, flashing lights everywhere, and yellow police tape all around the field. And as you heard from the senator there, there are high fences all the way around the entire field here. It's not just behind home plate. There are high fences everywhere here, and there are trees basically ringing the field around first down home and back up the third base side. So I can imagine it would be pretty difficult to tell where those shots would be coming from. There's still baseballs scattered all throughout the field. There's a basket of baseballs at the mound, and the batting cage is still out here. It's clear that things were interrupted here very quickly.
Steve, could you describe what the emergency response is right now at the field, what it looks like?
Yeah, there's. I had trouble parking here because there were so many police and cones set up here. It's basically flashing lights everywhere you look all around the baseball field. There's a fire truck on the first base side with a police car right in front of it. There's another fire truck right behind home plate. An ambulance is on the other side of that. It's kind of eerily quiet here right now as obviously they're working the scene right now. And just like everyone else, we're all trying to figure out exactly what happened here.
Is there any sense that any of the congressmen are still hanging around the scene to talk to police or are in the vicinity? Or is it just that the cordon is keeping you back at this point from finding out anything about that?
Yeah, we're being held back right now. If there is an area where that's happening, it's well away from the media. The media staging area is, I've been told, on the first base side. So I'm looking across the field right now over to that area, and I'm seeing a lot of activity over there. But if there are interviews happening right now, it's well away from media.
Is there any clarity as to the number of people shot and who they were?
Not at this moment. Obviously, we do know about Representative Scalise. There could be possibly two Capitol Police that have been shot. But at this point, we still are awaiting official word from police. As we've been hearing you say, Vince, most of the morning, we're still waiting on a press briefing area here. We're still waiting on a place for police to tell us officially where to go to get more information. So it's still sort of a guessing game at this point.
Steve, what's the scene look like outside of the actual crime scene? Because I imagine events like this, especially nationally publicized ones, and here we are talking about it on WMAL, probably attract some onlookers in addition to a lot of the press that's here in Washington, D.C., who can very quickly get over to that scene.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I had a bit of a walk to get from where I parked my car over to get here, and I passed probably five or six neighbors in this neighborhood. It's a very residential area behind this field here. It's the Delray section of Alexandria. There's a small park right next to the field, a playground, and very dense housing on the other side of the street from that. And I passed probably five or six neighbors there, some of them just in silence. One woman was walking her dog away from the scene. I passed another two overheard them talking about the sounds that they heard. And at first, after the first few pops, this woman thought it was a transformer problem. But after, you know, a few dozen of those, she knew it was something much worse.
Now, we've seen some congressmen now, and their reports say that 50 would be an understatement, the number of shots that were fired. Did your witness, the person you spoke with, did she have any ability to assess the number of shots that were fired this morning?
No, she didn't want to put an exact number on it. She just knew it was something worse than an electrical problem once she heard, past 5 or 6. And obviously there were a lot more than that.
Is there any recognition? Is she or any of the neighbors aware that in general these congressmen practice at that baseball field?
You know, I wasn't able to get a sense of that, but from what I've been hearing, this is a usual occurrence that the congressman would come to this field a day or two in advance of the congressional baseball game, obviously scheduled for tomorrow. Unclear now if that's been rescheduled, obviously, because of this. But this apparently is one of the fields they've been going to for a while now. This is an annual event, a congressional baseball game, and the teams like to practice beforehand and get out here early before the traffic comes down. So it wouldn't surprise me if they knew this was an annual occurrence here.
Now, the Washington Times is reporting that witnesses said that the lawmakers, everybody was scattering, and some of them were taking shelters in some of the homes nearby. Have you heard anything from any of the homeowners in that area of what that was like? I mean, I would assume these people just come knocking, you know, screaming up to their house.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be a long walk either. I'm on the other side of the outfield fence here. I'm looking right in through left field. And just on the other side of a grassy berm is a bunch of houses. So it's not a long walk at all. And obviously, if you're in a panic situation, I'd say that would be my first thought, too, is to try and find some shelter. And this not being too far away makes some logical sense.
Steve Burns from WMAL, this shooting this morning took place at what looks like it's a little league field. And if you could describe it for us, this is like, I mean, basically, it's a pretty unassuming field in Alexandria. It's a nice field. It's got some of these high fences around it. But it looks like it wouldn't be that hard for somebody to easily breach, like, standard baseball fences, just walk through one of the gates and be present on the field.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is obviously a city park here. That there's no more high security than what you see at a city park. The field is a pretty nice field. It's I'd say adult-sized, not quite little league. It has a nice scoreboard. I'm right under it right now. Again, high fences all the way around the field, ringing the entire field. The fence obviously rises behind home plate for the backstop, and there are those trees that the senator talked about from first base around home to third base. So if you hear shots all of a sudden, it would be hard to tell where they're coming from because there's a lot of cover behind home plate here.
Yeah, Fox News is just reporting now that Roger Williams was also shot, as well as some aides. So we now have Steve Scalise and Roger Williams having been shot by that gunman. Also getting reports from our wonderful producer, Victoria. The shooter had, according to NBC News, the shooter had two weapons. There were 25 members of Congress there. And everyone, though, is in stable condition, with President Donald Trump tweeting out Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana, a true friend and patriot, was badly injured but will fully recover. So that's good news.
Yes, that's very good news. Obviously, there was some confusion early on about how many people had been shot and where those people had been shot in terms of the severity of their wounds. So that is good to hear, obviously.
Okay, Steve Burns, it looks like they're about to speak to the press. We'll let you get to that. We'll continue here on WMAL. The reality here is this morning what we've discovered, the only facts we seem to have at this moment are that one or multiple congressmen were shot by somebody with a gun at this field in Alexandria off of East Monroe. This was a congressional baseball practice. Often, obviously, practice early in the morning before it gets too hot out there. The congressman would practice. Tomorrow is supposed to be the congressional baseball game. Unclear at this point if that's going to continue. Hardly matters, obviously, at this moment. And in addition to potential multiple congressmen being shot, we've heard news of also injuries to the Capitol Police officers, to aides. And, of course, we're waiting on a lot of clarity on a lot of these facts. WMAL on the scene to gather those facts. We'll be hearing very shortly from authorities as they can give us more details on this shooting this morning.
And Chad Pergram from Fox News, the one who actually broke this, so it was the first one that came across the Twitter feed here for Vince, is tweeting out that Texas Representative Roger Williams, head of the baseball caucus, was hit and taken off in a stretcher while Senator Jeff Flake was at bat. U.S. Capitol Police Matt Chief was on
Verderosa.
Matt Verderosa was on the scene. Senator Flake says Scalise was motionless and dragged himself 15 yards. He said they Senator Flake said they were sitting ducks, and a man named Matt from Tyson Foods, who helps with the practice, was shot in the chest at baseball practice, according to Chad Pergram.
Well, I'm certain we're going to have more of this in WMAL News. Chief Michael Brown with the Alexandria, Virginia Police Department is already making statements to the press. We'll have those for you just as soon as we can. Again, there was a shooting this morning at a congressional baseball practice, and We've seen all sorts of reports have come out of this now, including that one congressman, as he was leaving, was asked, are these Republicans or Democrats? And that was just prior to the shooting. We don't know if that person was even the shooter. All we know is that there's a lot of chaos going on in Alexandria this morning. And as you come in, let's pay attention to traffic, too, because there are some areas you're going to want to avoid as you come into work this morning.
Oh, it's definitely going to make it very hard to get in for some people. Tomorrow on WMAL, obviously, we will have a huge update on everything that is happening today. And here's Chris Plante.
Well, today we will not be talking about swim meets and junior high schools. There's obvious news that we're going to get to. We're going to update you as we go throughout the course of the morning and take your calls on the state of politics in America and culture in America coming right up.